Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we have the good fortune of having Dave Christensen from Camp Bowside here at KPTZ. Dave brings to the Camp Bowside organization a wealth of history in volunteerism. I learned recently that Dave's heart for others began at the age of 15 when he was invited to work at a local campsite at Orcas Island, Indralaya. He continued to join that organization after he completed his education. Along the way, he has spent time serving in roles as an equestrian guide in South Africa. He has also worked for Ski for All in Seattle, assisting folks with different abilities up and down the hill to enjoy experiences in the outdoors. He again provides those same kind of experiences along with others at Camp Bowside. Dave, thanks for coming in today.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So you have had your hands in the mix at Camp Bowside as the president of the board?
Yes.
Yes. And how long have you been serving in that capacity?
5 years.
Wow. Yeah. And that is an amazing organization. I've been reading a little bit about Camp Bowside on the website, but for some of our listeners who may have not heard of this organization, could you give us a little historical context?
Well, that's an interesting point, because one of the things I noted 5 years ago is that nobody knew who we were or where we were. It's beginning to change now, but we've been in existence for 30 years. And basically, we've been putting on summer programs for people with special needs. The politically incorrect word is with disabilities. And so we had 3 weeks during the summer for 30 years when we've been operational, but we haven't been doing much else since then. Well, Claudia Edmondson came on as the executive director, I think it was 6 years ago, and I happened to kind of know her in a way that wasn't too intense, but when she started work at the camp, I became particularly interested because I'd done work with people with disabilities before as a volunteer. And so I ended up coming, they asked me to come to a board meeting and they said, would you be the president?
On your very first visit?
Yeah, they decided they needed to get a president from outside of the organization, and they decided I was it. So that's how I got my job per se.
And as you think about the work that you do as the president of Camp Bowside, who is the population? Do you only serve those with special needs? Or you said in the beginning it was only in the summertime. Does this camp provide services year-round for others? Or
well, it was only during the summertime when I got there, 3 weeks during the summer. Now we provide programs year-round, but they're always focused on people with special needs. We do rent the camp out for other organizations who rent it for their own purposes. But what our programs, which now are our summer program, 7 weeks long, well, actually 9 weeks when you count everything. And then we have weekends and Christmas and Easter weeks during the year where we have specific programs that we do.
And the special needs, if you could articulate a little bit more broadly, is it a specific demographic in terms of age, or well, are there different populations you serve more fully?
It can be a function of age, and most of the organizations who work with this population work with specific age groups, usually the younger. And the unfortunate thing is that from about, I think it's either 18 or 21, the services stop. So they've gotten good support through their younger years, and all of a sudden they say, you're out on your own now, go find yourself a life. Well, that doesn't work very well. Mm-hmm. So we specifically do not have an age restriction, and we do not have a level of disability restriction. some programs say, well, we can only take people who are disabled to this point. Mm-hmm. We try to take anyone who wants to come. Sometimes we have to say, well, we're kind of full up with heavy needs people this week, so maybe we'll go, could you come next week, kind of thing. And we do have some programs that are for people with not quite as heavily dependent with their needs. But we, some of the things we've done in Port Townsend is work with the Maritime Center. Mm. And we just finished a Easter week down with the Maritime Center. It was really cool.
Tell me a little bit more about that. So you're taking the population offsite to the Maritime Center?
Yeah, they were staying up at camp for the week. And they would come into town. We have three adaptive vans. And the Maritime Center organized the program for them. And it's what I have been wanting for several years, what I affectionately call an opportunity for them to stick their toe in the water. Because for many of these people, they've never had an opportunity to even go out on the water. Mm. And so one of the things they did, they have two boats, this is Martha J or something. It's a boat which they can take the people out, and they can, and we had beautiful weather, so it was nice and smooth.
Wonderful.
It was really great.
How many students? Do you call them students, residents, guests?
What
do
you call them?
Participants.
Yeah.
How many participants were able to get out on
the
water?
I think that week was 18 or 19. And then last weekend, we had another weekend program where we took the participants to Embar C, which is a horse ranch over on Whidbey Island.
Okay.
And they work with people oftentimes with special needs. And I've been volunteering there in their horse program for some years. And so I was real pleased when we were able to join again Bosite
and the two worlds
together. Embar C, as we did with the Maritime Center, which I'm also active in.
And Sue, so it sounds like it's quite a logistic challenge in terms of identifying what's the best experience you can create with the range of needs.
Yes.
And as you talk about Camp Bosite, you've got staff on the property that are clearly, you know, medical and counselors, and you have the volunteer contingency. So what roles are your paid staff, and what roles would volunteers serve at your location?
During the summer camp, which is the summer camps are with us, are 7-week-long programs, and so it's a different population each week. Mm-hmm. The staff is, we have paid counselors. Because many of the participants, we have actually a 1-on-1 counselor to participant ratio.
The ratio because of physical needs for self-care?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So counselor is not in the traditional sense that we think of as a therapist. So tell me a little bit more about the counselors in terms of what they're identified as or what their skill sets that bring to the table.
Most of them are college students, and they're studying some aspect which would relate to working with people with disabilities.
Most of the counselor you have are in the process of their educational direction in skilled care health industry. But your volunteer staff, do they have to have any kind of training, or do you provide the training for your volunteer staff?
Well, the volunteer staff varies tremendously depending on what's going on. But during the summer, for instance, the volunteer staff comes in and they help us with meals. And they come and prepare supper for us. The service clubs are mm-hmm. pretty actively involved. So the Kiwanis
cool.
will come up and cook dinner for us or whatever that might be. Most of the staff during the summer programs, and in fact during the programs off summer, are trained staff and are paid staff, because this is a population that requires a lot of mm-hmm. training to be able to work with them.
Well, if there was someone listening today that was interested in working with this kind of population, could you walk us through the volunteer process in terms of, is there an application online and the training, and maybe a little bit about a particular event that's maybe project-based where someone could test the waters mm-hmm. at Camp Bosite?
Well, with the summer program, as I say, that's we run 7 weeks, and then the Y runs 2 more weeks mm-hmm. During the summer.
So the volunteers have an application online on the website?
I can't remember if we have one on the online, mm-hmm. but one could contact Cheryl Smith, who's the program director, and she coordinates the volunteers who work with her. We also, during the summer, for instance, we have programs that are brought out. Backcountry horsemen bring their horses out one day a week, and so our participants can ride horses. And,
oh, that's lovely.
And for many of them, it's an effort just to get them on the horse, mm-hmm. and many times they will be in front of somebody who will hold them, and it'll just be a walkabout.
Mm-hmm.
But that's enough in itself.
And no kidding. Yeah.
And it's amazing when you see somebody, for instance, I think the best example is cerebral palsy. When you see somebody with cerebral palsy and they get on the horse and they be shaking all over the place, and all of a sudden when they're on the horse, it's amazing. They can relax and they can, it's a respite. It's not a cure. But it's the phenomenal event, and it happens.
Well, I was envisioning, as you were telling about the Northwest Maritime Center, just the freedom of being able to feel the bouncing, gentle waters and mm-hmm. moving along.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a remarkable opportunity to have that freedom.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just joining us right now, we're speaking with Dave Christensen of the Camp Bowsite organization, and this is KPTZ Radio 91.9. And Everybody Can has the privilege of talking to Dave about Camp Bowsite volunteer opportunities and what they've been working on. And you mentioned recently that you've had some pretty big changes to your facility.
We have. For some years, we were just operating during the summertime, I think 3 weeks. But with the executive director coming on board 6 years ago, we started an expansion program. And basically, we've rebuilt the entire physical plant.
Wow.
We put four bunkhouses, heated bunkhouses in, and now we've just completed remodeling the large lodge. And I mean, remodeling like rebuilding.
And it's not just a typical residential building. You've got special needs in mind. You've got ADA compliant kind of guidelines. That had to have been quite a challenge to do that remodel.
Well, of course, the fact of the matter is you can't do anything without being ADA anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we do take it one step further. Our doors are a little wider than even the ADA specifications.
Well, if I've been listening today and I said to myself, I'd like to go check this out to get a better, you know, look at the possibility of volunteering, is your facility the kind of place that one could call up and just do a tour, kind of check out the property before they volunteer? Or?
Certainly that would be a possibility. It's coordinating scheduling, mm-hmm. but our camp is located in just above Chimicum, and it's on West Valley Road. At milepost 3, there's a turnoff to it, and then we're up about a half a mile in the forest on Lake Bowsite, which is where the name comes from, of course.
I see.
And it is a beautiful spot. So we have, as I say, we built four bunkhouses. Each one holds 10 people, and they may be participants, they may be counselors. During the summer, we have 20 participants, and oftentimes 20 counselors, a one-to-one ratio.
Oh, my goodness. So how would I reach you if I needed or wanted to participate in Camp Bowsite?
I would say go to the website.
Okay. And that is, I have Camp Bowsite Northwest.org or NW?
NW.org.
Got it.
Right.
And I've taken some time to look at it, and it's really easy to navigate right down to the volunteer opportunities.
Yeah. And there's a video on there which gives you a sense of what it's like during the summer.
That's a fantastic suggestion. By any chance, did you have anything to do with that video?
Yeah, I made it.
Yes, we didn't have the time to talk to Dave about his incredible background and what informs his heart to have the capacity to work with people with such special needs. And among those needs, I saw that you sometimes serve veterans.
Yes.
It's a rich, rich program out there.
Yes. We do equine therapy for veterans, and it's a very significant program. There's lots of stuff to talk about with that. We could do a whole session on that,
mm-hmm.
but we wouldn't do that. We'd get Cheryl in here, and she's the equine therapist who is the program director at Camp Bowsite.
Let's do that, because we did not clearly have enough time to learn about all that Camp Bowsite offers and how we can actually reach out to those with different abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, not disabilities, but different abilities, right? Well,
it's not PC to say disabilities anymore. So the people say special needs. And so I say special needs, I mean disabilities, but I can't say that.
And so in our last few minutes, anything else we'd left out that we just really should make sure we get out there for our listeners?
I think the thing that I've seen in the last 5 years is getting the public to know we're even there. When I first started, I say, you know, I'm president of Camp Bosite, and everybody looked blankly at me like, what? If they still do, but much less now.
And you've taken it from summer to full time. I mean, you've got programming year round.
Yeah, we have programming year round as well.
Well, Dave, do come back. We'd love to have you back in, and we can dig into a little more deeply some of these programs and perhaps bring a volunteer to hear what has inspired them to be a part of Camp Bosite.
I think that would be a great idea.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I really have enjoyed speaking with you today. Everybody Can is a production of KPDZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.